This Mass is being offered for the intentions of the Southgates. A question for you, really two. First, I am supposed to preach at this Mass, that's correct? Is that a yes? Okay, good. So that's good to know. Also, after this Mass, are we supposed to do the devotions to St. Anthony, or is that only after Vespers? You don't know, nobody else seems to know either. Okay, so we'll figure that out at the end. That's all right. I'm new, trying to figure this out. We'll see how it goes from here. Okay, so today we're doing the Mass of St. Anthony. That's why you have these particular books. And I don't know what you prefer to hear on these days, but I'll try to give you something, as I'm just finding out now that we're supposed to have something to share with you by way of preaching. One of the saints that can be celebrated today other than St. Anthony is St. Benedict, St. Benedict of Nursa. He's a great saint. St. Anthony is one of the doctors of the church, and the reason why we dedicate this particular Tuesday, these Tuesdays to St. Anthony, has a lot to do with the fact that he was to be buried, and his burial was delayed for some time, and when they were beginning the procession for his burial, it became really a sort of calling out as miracles upon miracles began happening. And so it is that for that reason that this day is so much dedicated to St. Anthony, these Tuesdays. And so call upon his intercession that your father, your pastor, wishes to dedicate these days in thanksgiving for many graces which have been visited upon the parish and upon our community through these Tuesdays, and ask for more. And so what should you and I be asking for during this time? We should be asking for God's graces so that you and I can make it through the various tasks that the Lord has called you and I to undertake. Particularly, what does that mean? We speak of it as taking up our crosses, taking up the cross that God has given us. What you and I should seek to do within the spiritual life, the thing that will help you and I to grow in so many ways, is to place all of our consolation in God, meaning that He's the only one whom we should seek to gain any consolation for on this earth. Not in the sense that you should reject every other sense of joy, because God has given you and I to live joy-filled lives. Life filled with joy, because we know that God loves us here, and from that proceeds a joyful mentality as we go through anything that can come. But to realize this, that no human consolation is necessary for you to have peace in this world. I'll say that again. It's important to note these things. There is no human consolation that you and I should place any value on such that it would seem to you and I to be necessary for us to maintain a sense of interior peace. Why? Glorious mundi, vanitas. All the glories of this world are vain. Everything is changing within this world, and if we place any hope to keep our peace of soul upon anything of this world, we will guaranteed be disappointed, because everything in this world passes away, except for God's word, as it speaks about in Matthew here, except for God's love, which is constant to all who put their trust in Him. We have to ask our Lord to take all of us into Himself and give us the courage necessary to endure the trials that go on throughout our lives, so necessary for we who wish to be united to He who is crucified. Can the servants be any greater than the Master? Here below in this present age, what our Lord gives to you and I as our inspiration, which is always placed before us, is Himself upon the cross. And so the crucifix is the official image which Christ in His church desires to be before us. His official image, His stamp, His seal. And so union with Him is impossible if we do not wish to feel the nails that pierce Him through. To be a real Catholic in this world, we have to be, well, friends of the cross, taking up what He's laid before us. Maybe you can remember what our Lord said to those apostles as they walked upon the road to Emmaus. You remember that in that beautiful resurrection account that we should always read on that resurrection Sunday morning, that Easter Sunday afternoon, when we go home from whatever we've done during that morning, to spend some time meditating with those apostles on the road to Emmaus. Remember what it said. It said, our Lord said, ought not the Christ to have suffered all these things, and so as to enter into His glory? Each one of you and I, we are the members of the very body of Christ, and so it is impossible for us too to enter into Christ's glory without having suffered with Him. It's a suffering with Him, never a suffering alone. And the more that you and I are united to the very person of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, then the more we're able to live by the life which raised Christ from the dead. And this life which we live now here below is full of what? Sufferings left and right. everything within your life can be indeed a suffering if you realize that the only real consolation that you have is in the very person of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, Paul has this to say, a beautiful quotation from him. He says, he reminds us in the Epistle of Hebrews that we have not a high priest who cannot have compassion upon us within our infirmities, but rather we have one who is tempted in all things like we are tempted, save one. He did so without sin, without sin. And so at moments when we have to bear the cross that is going on, we can always look to him who did it sinlessly. But even if that becomes difficult for you and I to identify with Christ, who is perfect, who is also God, where else can we look? Look at the mother. She's human, just like you and I. Look at his holy mother. No one ever suffered like Mary suffered, except for her son. For no one has ever been as united to our Lord Jesus as was Mother Mary. She's perfectly united to him. And so you and I should yearn to be as perfectly united with the blessed Lord Jesus in all of his suffering, so too as she was. She's our inspiration. She, the fairest honor of our race. So I'll say to you, as St. John Paul II often said to us during his pontificate, so often said, coraggio, that is to say, courage. Spanish, ten anima. Have courage. If you're suffering in this life, and you're here at Mass, and you're praying, what does it say about you? It means you're on the right road. You're on the right road. And that one day, if you carry that cross long enough with Christ, inviting him into those sufferings, which, by the way, are his great gift to you, then eventually you'll understand this more and more clearly, the more and more nearly you let him walk with you, and you invite him into that suffering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.